It's the C923 controversial bottle. What's gonna happen? Oh no! Hey guys, what's going on? Hey, just wanted to do a quick little intro here. I shot this before Cam from Drums and Drams blew off the cover of this micro batch, Days of Bottling, whatever, laser code controversy. My nose itched. Came up on this C923 bottle. So enjoy my pure, unadulterated, had no prior knowledge of any of this shenanigans in the industry. Review side by side with a store pick, and you'll kind of figure out where the laser code plays in, and when we'll chat afterwards, and I'll let you know what I'm thinking about everything. Thanks, guys. Enjoy. See you on the flippity-flip. Welcome to Drams for Dummies. Welcome to my kitchen. Welcome to something I said I wouldn't do and then fairly quickly said I might do. I said that this is just going to be blinds with my friends, blinds with other folks, and I probably wouldn't do bottle reviews and all that sort of thing. But then I mentioned in one of the first videos that when you have relationships with your local stores, sometimes you get the hookup, and that I've been kind of looking for the C923 of Elijah Craig, which of course a lot of people are talking about, and there's a lot of reviews and videos out there. But I also happen to have, from my favorite store, Bubbles, one of their single barrel, private barrel selections. It's a 10-year. It is a 123.1 proof. It's sitting on my top shelf right now. This, in theory, should go to the top shelf. This is a great opportunity to try two things together. This is what I would be doing on my own. This is where the videos come in. It's what I do on my own, but now I'm letting you into the kitchen to do it with me, to see what a dummy like me thinks about these two things. So, again, the good thing about doing blinds is that I don't know. I can't favor one over the other. And really, I don't have a favorite here. I kind of rooted for the Bubbles pick because that would just kind of keep the idea going that sometimes the things that we hunt and we overpay for don't live up to the hype once we actually get them into our homes or get a hold of them. Speaking of which, a little bit of a tease. We're going to have a little fun here. Dun da 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 gum 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 gum. This is, careful how I do that. That wasn't a good look. Anyway, this is my unicorn bottle. I've got a lot of good bottles. I've been lucky enough to find bottles. I don't hunt, but lucky enough to end up with bottles in my possession. And this is one that I've never tried. This is one I've wanted to try for a long time. And I just realized I forgot to put music on. Holy crap. What am I doing? Oh, man. Should I put the music on? This would be an edit. Also, the video sort of lags. So when I do this, my fingers are a little behind. Anyway, well, we'll see what gets edited here. I need to put music on. I'll be back. That's better. Music! I've got the music now, and I've got you, so we've got the whole package. Where was I? Unicorn bottle. By the way, Nathaniel Rateliff on stereo right now. Nathaniel Rateliff Radio on Spotify. Great music, great style, great artist. Love you, Nathaniel. If you want to come to the kitchen and have some bourbon with me, just give me a shout. I'll at you in this video. So, yeah, I've been wanting this bottle forever, and as you know, you don't see them on shelves very often unless you get it in a raffle or whatever. And if you're going on secondary, you're paying $450, $500, but they keep, just like everybody else, the prices keep going up, and this thing is now retailing for $200, which is, it makes sense. And then the retailers are putting out, they're figuring out, hey, the distillers want their markup. They want a piece of that secondary pie, and then the retailer's like, well, why don't I just take my 20 or 30% there extra too? And pretty much we're getting up to secondary prices off the shelf, which is, that'll probably kill that game a little bit, which is fine. And then maybe we'll start to see some things on the shelf again. So, long story short, this is awesome. This is going to be another video that I'm going to shoot here in a second. But what I need to do is, there's 25-year-old bourbon in this guy. So I want to, on this video, do the cork pop with you. Ceremonial, because this is a big deal. And I paid a lot of money for this. So I'm not really happy with the amount of money I paid for this. Again, you'll learn from me. My opinion is nothing's worth this much money. These are usually worth what you paid for, right? This guy, I'm very skeptical that this is going to be one of the best things I've ever had. And if it's not one of the best things I've ever had, then this might be the nail in the coffin of try to get the unicorn, overpay for stuff, whatever. But I'm excited, and I'm going to share the review, my first thoughts with you. I'm going to crack this open here. I'm going to get some in the glass and let it start to air out, because again, there's 25-year-old bourbon in here, and the rule is a minute for every year, plus the neck pour is going to be a little bit stuffy, so I want that to have as much time as possible. So here we go. Nice one. Matt Porter. Can't take his cannot take his line. So I'll just give Matt Porter a shout out every time I pop a cork. That I may stop that. That may get obnoxious, but so I am excited. So there it is. That's gonna sit off here to the side while we do this Elijah Craig jam. But then I'm going to record that one. So these will come out very soon. Okay, so you already know what I have here. C923, barrel pick for bubbles, single barrel, head-to-head, mono-a-mono. Again, you probably know the stats, but the C923 is a 13-year, 7-month, almost 14-year, at 133 proof. I love that. So we'll see how this plays. I have had one pull off of this already. I thought it was really good, but I don't know. I don't know if it was top shelf good. So now we're going to have the second pour, and we're going to compete. So I know what this is, my A glass on my left. That's always, I always go left to right. This is my B glass. So I don't want to know what they are. So we got to mix them and twirl them and put that one over there, put that one over there, bring that back over here, then zigzag this way. And I have no idea. I'd have no idea what's going on at this point, especially since I'm talking to you, but, and I don't want to know. What's the fun of, like, knowing? So let's give them equal swirls here for a second, get them some love. I got my trusty book right here, so we're going to figure out what's happening. So, see. Oh, had to close the window. Pro tip when you're getting ready to start your channel, don't start it in fall when it's leaf burning season, because then your windows are open and here comes the smoke. And then I start sneezing my head off, so allergies, and I thought, we're going to go get the saline rinse, and but that's a pro tip from me to you. Saline rinse fries your nasal cavity, whatever, like all those receptors that are sensitive and have different things on them. It's like it washes it all out, and then everything just smells different and harsh and weird. So we're going to go glass one here and see what's going on. Great song. Camp. That's a heartbreaking story. Gosh dang it, camp. I've liked camp for years. Camp was coming to town. I had tickets for the show for months. The week of the show, they canceled the show and canceled the rest of their tour. It was like 4 dates remaining. And I, you know, everyone's got, you know, I want everyone to take care of their health and their mental health. So, God, you know, I hope he's doing well and I hope everyone's doing well. But that's been happening a lot recently with a lot of these great bands. Seems like there's a lot of fatigue and a lot of cutting them short. And I would rather they just don't go on tour and make sure they're healthy when they do and then fulfill the rest of the tour. But that's just me because I'm selfish and I didn't get to see this show. And that would have been such a good show and it was going to be in a great venue. You can never swirl and twirl long enough, so I'm just going to ramble while I do it. So Let's see what the first nose of the day is at 12:55 on a Saturday. Super bright. Seemingly kind of one-note-ish so far, but it's kind of a little cool in the glass. I can feel it. Yeah, fruits, bright, oak. But it feels, it's coming in like cool and crisp and refreshing and kind of simple in the nose, which is not my favorite, especially for high-proof boogers. And, you know, a 10-year and a 14-year, essentially.
You little wine old fish.
But again, this is what you know when you drink, if you drink a lot of bourbons, the more complex, the more aged, the more layers, a lot of times the more proof, they change almost every sniff. And when I take a sip of this, that's going to open up some things, too. And so a good bourbon should, if it smells the exact same every time, that's nice for a crushable. But if you want to have an experience, you kind of want that nose to evolve even through your sipping. I mean, it's opening up. There's some cinnamon in that. A little chocolate, a little nutty. Yeah, it very kind of grapey, very kind of fruity. Interesting. Not a ton of baking spice or any of that. Not a ton of that rich, you know, leathers and coffees and... Yeah, it's all kind of very bright, very almost citrusy. It's interesting. Let's just see what the taste does for it. Full disclosure, I have a bit of a couple canker sores. It's not the herpes. That's not. I get it from taking too much Advil when I was sick recently. So when I take too much ibuprofen, I get a couple of canker sores, and this lit them up. And so I didn't get a lot on that first one, but we sort of did to the nose. It's smoothing it out a little bit, rounding it out. Still not. It's just Heaven Hill's starting to get for me a little funk in there, kind of a little sour note, and I'm pulling that. There's marshmallows. There's that sweet. It's getting a little molasses, but God, it's not going dark. It's just kind of staying light and bright. So, like on a first pass. And I'd see, and here's the problem. I know what's here. So when I have people over, like it's like they're bringing me something I don't know. And so I'm just genuinely giving what I think. It's hard not to be biased here. I always give eights. Eights, so it's like it's good. It's easy.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to go. I think I want to go seven. If I'm gonna have this channel, I gotta get a little bit harsher on my stuff. Then I'm gonna come back to that. I'm not gonna even do the mouth and the finish. I want to kind of see what this one's doing for me. Already at first blush, a nose I like more. Richer, deeper, smoother. It's not biting and kind of kicking in the face. This feels more mature, which makes you think it's this one, but who knows? Think my single barrels are fun because that barrel, where was that barrel living in the Rick House? Where do they pull these barrels? So you're pulling these from bottom floor or whatever, you're pulling these from top, this barrel comes from a top floor, this one's maybe cat. I kind of feel like the top floors, because I know I'm saying this because of Coy Hill. The Coy Hill is my favorite all time. It is a top floor, top of the hill, top of a booger. So I feel like that heat up there, there's something magic about the altitude and the heat. Yeah, great. I'm getting grape today. I'm pulling a little there, I'm pulling the grape here. But I'm getting a little more of that caramels and kind of richness, depth. Like a good deep oak versus a bright kind of woodsy thing. It didn't light up my mouth. It filled it with good, rich flavor. I had a pretty interesting finish. I'm going to kind of come back to those. Yeah. Okay. I'll give that an 8.
Doing the nose.
All right. Let's come back. The Warren Tree. A soulful jam. I want to be where that guy is right now on the cover. He's just kind of playing the piano with one arm, looking snazzy, with a beautiful woman sitting on the piano next to him. Like, that looks like a nice thing to be doing on a Saturday. I don't know, maybe a little overdressed. Maybe that coat could almost be like a smoking jacket. Now we're having something, because we could all be into a different position very quickly. That's ridiculous. Oh my gosh. Again, the fun of putting things next to each other and then going back and forth. What the hell happened to this nose? This nose just blew up. Oh my gosh. I wish I was smart. Like, the dummies part is here for a reason. Like, I don't know why that happens. It's science. It's the flavors in this and the profile in this does something to this and vice versa. But that just blew this nose up. This nose was kind of a little harsh, a little bright, a very fruity, very kind of, yeah, just kind of soury, kind of a little sour. But now it's really smoothed out, getting a little smoky. Richer, definitely some nice toffees in there. Oh my gosh. That's not a 7 nose. That's ridiculous. And the finish keeps running. Ooh. Kind of just went 888 on that one, which it's. Pro tip number 74. Don't have a canker sore and do tastings. And if you have a canker sore and you're doing tastings, don't record it and make it an episode. Because what's happening when it hits that is kind of. It's kind of that white pain where you're just like, choof. It's sort of short-circuiting my brain. So I'm not feeling super confident on these reviews, which is really unfortunate. So I could just stop doing it and then come back, like, in a few days when I feel better and do it. But why? This is why it's Dreams for Dummies, because this is what we do, right? You're not in perfect situations all the time. You might have smoke and no music and canker sores and colds and allergies, and you might have had a good day or a bad day. It all very much affects each other. Okay, so this nose was my favorite to start with, and now I'm kind of not sure. I feel like it thinned out in comparison. It's nice. It's even.
Oops, and tight. And flat. And smooth and fancy.
It's really nice. It's really nice.
Oh, I was not. You didn't.
But it's kind of getting a little bit of a wet rag. It's not good to note. It's just sort of kind of falling flat now. I'm dropping this down, 7.5. It's nice in the mouth. It's a little one note. It's nutty. It's light. The finish is nice. It's fine. It's not super complex. Doesn't run very far. So. I kind of feel like it's a 7.5 and a 7 right now. Let me take a drink of water. Let me cleanse this out. Let's just do a fresh reboot. I'm looking at that Four Roses right now, and I'm like, I don't know, man. Are you going to be worth the money? Because what can be worth that money? It's when you have good things that cost 40 and 50 and 60, why would you be spending in hundreds for something? So I'm skeptical. Let me go other direction. Let me reverse this. Let me back this thing up. It's good. 7.5. I like the palate part of it. I like the mouth feel a lot. I feel like that can go to an 8 from a 7.5, but I'm leaving the finish at 7. So what the heck is that? This is going to be like a 7.25 or... No, it's going to be a 7.5. It's going to be a 7.5 glass. Crap. Well, that's not good. All right, let me cleanse again. This glass has got more going on. It's work. I mean, it should be this bottle just for the age and the hype and the proof. This one is different every single time I come to it, which is fun. Like, I like that. Like, and so that means sometimes you get it and you're like, nah, it's not my favorite. And then you're like, ooh, I like it. And then you're like, ooh, I love it. Like, but it's like, that to me is interesting. Like, I like complex, interesting twists and turns. Like, if it's just one note, I'm like, that's fine. And there's a place for that, but it's not top shelf. No. What was that? Cherry just like flew out of nowhere? Like, what? What in the hell's happened with this thing? Here's another thing. When you get to that little amount at the bottom, it's not super accurate. And it can sometimes thin out and be pretty harsh. This is actually just kind of fun. I feel like I'm bumping it up. I think I'm maybe just being biased because I want something to like get top shelf, but I'm going 8.5. That's fun and different and cool. I just like it. It's not always my favorite, but I love the ride we're on. All right, let's see what this little bass, whatever. The theme continues. I'm on a fairly empty stomach, so I'm already drunk. The finish and the run on this one is crazy, and the Kentucky hug is like it's like which would be hot, right? Just pushing down in your, I mean, she's, anyway, that's inappropriate. That was highly inappropriate, and my wife will tell me to edit that out, and I tell her I can't edit that out because that's me. So you gotta like get the whole shebang, you know, and the chest press with the choke out. Could kind of trip some triggers. I talked before I scored. See, and then I got distracted. ADHD. Wow. I don't know. That's good. This one's really good. I kind of feel like I can bump the finish to 8.5. I'm going to leave the palate at 8, which is strong. And I think I just, because I know what's here, I just swayed something. I'm like, I got to put something, one of these has got to be top shelf. So, but I did. This one really held up, and it kept holding up, and it kept staying complex. And it, like, it just gave me a different experience every time, and that's a lot of fun. As long as the experience is never, like, really terrible. All right, let's see what I have here. That's A. Unbelievable. You can't see it, probably. Can you see that? Okay, so I'm just gonna keep reviewing and talking. Even those last drops, like you just have like a drop in there, like that's not a way, you can't get a lot of that. That drop was really harsh and kind of gross. That drop was nice. Unbelievable. The CI23 ended up with a 7.5 on the nose, an 8 on the palate, and a 7 on the finish. And people are saying this is the best thing they've ever had. This is why this channel exists, because I'm an absolute idiot. And there are very smart, amazing people who I respect the hell out of that have said this is like the best thing they've had since something back 3 years ago, at least, right? Or farther. That this might be a top 10 of the year. This boy, 10 year, 120, oh my God, my readers, 3.1 single barrel bubbles. 8.5 on the nose, 8 on the mouth and palate, 8.5 on the finish, 8.25 bottle. This stays on the top shelf. This does not go to the top shelf. Bourbon is so fun. This game is fun, isn't it? Like, because it's so specific and so individual, and that's why we exist for you, is because you might watch channels and go, I don't agree, I don't like. And it's so palette, it's so experience-based. Anyway, well, this was fun. And gosh darn it, secretly how I wanted it to happen, even though I didn't know what was happening. I really thought we were, this was good. I thought this one in the back and forth was kind of, I thought the one that was edging up was this one, and it was going to be like, that makes sense. He's older, he's higher proof. This one's just a single, you know, whatever. And the fact that this one, the single barrel, and I like single barrels. Maybe that's a thing, you know, where you start to blend stuff. Stuff starts to kind of wash out. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. But all that to say, thank you so much for joining me on this adventure. In the comments, let me know. I'm an idiot because I should think that's the best thing. And if I don't think that's the best thing, then I'm an idiot. And I would go, you're right, I'm a dummy, which is why it's called Dreamers for Dummies, which is why a lot of you are watching and appreciating this, because we all have different palettes, right? So let me know what you're thinking about everything. Subscribe to the channel, so because that helps me go, okay, there's a reason to keep making these things. Hit the notification bell so that when I pop one out, which I'm trying to hit at least once a week, that you'll know that that's out there, so you can follow along. And again, like I've said before, this channel is going to be about you, my viewers, my supporters, my patrons. If whatever comments you're giving me, whatever feedback I'm getting, I'm going to try to take that into account. If you see the link there to be a patron and you're so inclined that you want to just throw a couple of bucks at this endeavor because you're kind of getting what we're doing here and you appreciate someone's kind of a dummy like you, I would love that. And as a patron, you're going to have access into this channel. You're going to have influence on this channel. You're going to have a voice in this channel. You might be sitting here next to me on this channel, and I would just love and appreciate all of that and that support. So if you think that what I'm doing is worth continuing, do all the things, subscribe, notify, patron, love you guys. Thank you. Hey, thanks for watching that. So what'd you think? I'll tell you what I think. I think Cam got lit up by some folks, and not specifically, I'm sure lots of people, but a lot of people also appreciated it. And I know that Jason C. on the Mash and Drum, I'm just going to name drop all these guys. He specifically said, hey guys, this is a great bottle. If there's a little bit of variance, you know, suck it up, buttercup. Be happy we have good stuff at this price point. With this age statement, with this proof point, and Jason's absolutely right, but also Cam's absolutely right. When I got this bottle, I was so excited. I had heard all the hype, and then I drank it, and it was just fine. It's good. It's solid. It's a good bottle. You do get the age, and you do get the proof points, and you do get everything, but it's not a top. That bottle I have is not a top 10 whiskey of the year, and so when I'm drinking it, and I didn't know all this other stuff was going on, I am thinking something's wrong with me. Maybe I should stop drinking bourbon. All the smart people are saying that this is the best whiskey of the year, and I'm not tasting that at all. And that's kind of happened a couple other times on some other overhyped bottles. You know, Jack Daniel's 12 for me. Again, really good. Not the end-all be-all. Not the best thing in the whole world. It had flaws to me. It was, again, good. It just got overhyped. And I think that's what happened with the C923. It got overhyped, where really, I don't know if any laser coat was gonna match, you know, the hype. But I will say, once you realize the A23s are the ones that are probably getting most of that hype, and you have an A22, it starts to make a little bit more sense. And there's no controversy. I don't think there's a conspiracy. I don't think people that have the A22s got screwed. I don't think any of that. I do think that probably they put the big mix into a huge, you know, holding tank, and it took them days or, you know, almost 2 weeks to get everything bottled, and that air and that circulation and that sort of marrying of the blend, there's a difference. And I think that's just natural. It probably happens on everything. And like Jason C. said, you know, that's just, no one's ever been this critical because no one's ever gotten the hype. It's kind of like what's happening with 13th Colony right now, right? Everyone's hyper-focused on every detail of their label and what they say and don't say. And there's tons of, smaller distilleries out there doing all the same things, but no one's paying attention because they're not getting Whiskey of the Year type attention. So it's a double-edged sword, right? You put out a product that gets a lot of love, then you're going to get people wanting to figure out why it's not so great or where's the holes in that game are. So all of that to say, it's completely legit, in my opinion. Well, Actually, all of that to say, I haven't had A23 yet. So, if any of you want to send me a sample of A23, I really do. I want to do a side-by-side, and that's been done. Bourbon Junkies did it. They pretty much said that the A23 by blind is better. Everyone seems to be coming up with that. Even Jason at Mash and Drum was like, yeah, it's different. So I do think there is a difference. I think that's been proven. I do think the A23, depending on your palate, is the one that people are kind of loving. I would love to get an A23 and do my own blind, because I just want to see what's happening here. And I want to see if when I taste the A23, I'm like, okay, yes, this is awesome. Or if, again, I just don't, you know, really like what other people like or whatever. I don't know. So, yeah. So hopefully I'll get an A23 sometime and I can do the old side-by-side. But at this moment, I would say I agree A22 is not the same as A23. And it seems like A22 is tighter and more restricted and not doing all of the great things that people talk about with the A23. So if you're going to buy a bottle and you see and you check the laser code, just know, hey, if I get an A22, cool, I'm going to buy it because it's a great value. But I'm not going to expect the world's best whiskey. But if I get an A23, I might be getting a little bit better bottle, a little bit better flavor profile. I don't know. That's just coming from me, this dummy. Thanks for watching, guys. Love you. Bye.
I'm going to go into the door.